Here on 981-2NM with the Easter long weekend upon us, I thought, well, I would have a discussion with Chief Inspector of the Hunter Valley Police District, Guy Gianna, to talk about keeping everybody safe on the roads. Guy, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Are you anxious when it comes to a long weekend like this?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say anxious, but we certainly pay close attention to driver behaviour because we know that people take this opportunity to get away, so there's more traffic on the road, and especially with this holiday break leading to school holidays, we expect there to be a lot of traffic.
And everybody is out on the road. So many people out on the roads together, and they're all in a rush to get somewhere. And it just, unfortunately, over the part, well, certainly across my entire lifetime, it has resulted in tragedy.
Yes, people are travelling longer distances. They're trying to get to where they're going quickly. Fatigue becomes a problem with people travelling those long distances, and certainly speed is one of the factors that impacts on it all.
You would have seen in your time the effect of double demerit points. As much as people might grumble about it, it surely has made a difference.
I think it does. It does put in people's minds that if they break the law, that they will end up getting that harsher penalty as far as the double demerits goes.
Yeah. Well, look, if for no other reason, it causes us on radio to always be talking about it, which is a reminder for everybody to slow down.
That's correct. Yeah. And I know people grumble about it, but at the end of the day, it's pretty easy to avoid it.
There's one simple way, and that is to dial it back and keep it on the speed limit. And especially with technology today, I know when I'm driving long distances, I put it on cruise control on the speed limit, and it's as easy as that.
You've got cruise control. Many new cars have got speed alarms,
yes.
Reminders. Even phones have got alarms and reminders on them if you happen to use your GPS.
Yeah, that's right. There's any number of different ways. Well, we certainly hope everybody stays very safe on the roads across this Easter. Obviously, the message from you is to dial it back and drive accordingly.
Slow down, drive to the conditions, pay attention to what you're doing and concentrate.
Chief Inspector Guy Gianna, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.